CBS News says claims of Joe Rogan joining 60 Minutes false. By Paul Bois on June 5, 2026. A viral rumor began sweeping the web this week that none other than podcast king Joe Rogan would be joining the team of 60 Minutes. A claim so absurd that CBS News was forced to issue a statement debunking it. The rumor of Rogan joining 60 Minutes first began in February after Anderson Cooper stepped away from the show. 1 month later, Radar Online reported that CBS was looking to pin down Joe Rogan, believing that his titanic name in the podcast world would elevate the struggling show. The rumor took on a whole new reality this week when the Austin American-Statesman wrote, Austin-based podcaster Joe Rogan reportedly being considered for 60 Minutes role. On Thursday, a CBS News correspondent declared the claim false, and the outlet amended its story to read, CBS News has denied reports that Austin-based podcaster Joe Rogan will serve as a replacement for 60 Minutes correspondent Anderson Cooper. A CBS News spokesperson said in an official statement to the American Statesman that reports on Rogan joining the network are false. As Breitbart News reported this week, CBS News terminated the contract of 60 Minutes correspondent Scott Pelley after he had a meltdown and disparaged executive producer Nick Bilton in a meeting. Dear Mr. Pelley, Bilton said. I meant what I said in my letter last week to the 60 Minutes team. Joining 60 Minutes is the honor of my career and I am grateful to be working alongside the people who have contributed to the most important television journalism brand this country has ever produced. I started this job excited to collaborate and to benefit from the wisdom and experience of the 60 Minutes veterans, with you among them, Bilton continued. For that reason, one of the first things I did in my new role was call you to talk and invite you to dinner. It is a profound disappointment that you rejected that overture and chose ambush instead. Yesterday, you hijacked my first meeting with staff to disparage me, my qualifications, and my intentions with remarkable incivility and contempt.